Moms, maybe. Loretta Mary Aiken was born in Brevard, North Carolina in 1894. She was one of 12 children born to James Aiken and Mary Smith. Her father was an entrepreneur and a volunteer fireman who subsequently died in an accident involving an exploding fire truck. In the year 1910, her mother was hit by a truck and killed on Christmas Day. More tragedy struck the young life of Mabel. By the age of 15, she was raped twice and each time became pregnant from her attacker. She was forced to give both of her children away before she left North Carolina for Cleveland, Ohio. Mabel was 14 when she began her career as a comedian on the Chitlin Circuit under the Theater Owners Booking Association. Jack Mabley, a fellow performer who became her boyfriend and the man whose last name she took her stage name from. Aiken was given the nickname Moms because of her nurturing qualities. It is said that one of her brothers did not agree with her career choice, so she created a stage name, Moms Mabley, and her life was never the same again. Mabley began working with the comedic duo Butterbean and Susie and found enough success to earn her comedic debut at Connie's Inn in New York City. Mabley was a hit and eventually earned her spot in the world-famous Cotton Club in Harlem, New York. Her success as a comedian helped propel her career and led to the world of acting in films and on stage. She appeared in the 1931 Broadway show Fast and Furious, a colored review of 37 scenes, which was written by Zora Neale Hurston. She would next appear in the film Emperor Jones, which starred the late great Paul Robeson. Mabley was the first female comedian to perform at the Apollo Theater. She also made several appearances on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour in the late 1960s. In 1962, she performed at Carnegie Hall, exposing her comedy and music to all white audiences. She would appear in other films such as The Big Timers, Boarding House Blues, and the musical Killer Diller, which also starred Nat King Cole. Mabley would record and release over 20 comedy albums in her career. Some of her most notable albums were The Funniest Woman Alive, Moms Mabley at the Playboy Club, Moms Mabley at the UN, and Young Men See, Old Men Know. She would release her satirical song Abraham, Martin, and John in 1969, and it reached number 35 on the Billboard Top 100. This achievement made Mabley the oldest person to have a Top 100 hit. Later, Mabley would make her debut on The Ed Sullivan Show before appearing in the film Amazing Grace in 1974. Unfortunately, Mabley suffered a heart attack during the filming of Amazing Grace, but she managed to complete the filming. Mabley died in White Plains, New York in 1975, but left a comedic legacy other African-American comedians could build upon. Actress Clarice Taylor portrayed Moms Mabley in the 1987 play Moms, which was held at the Astor Place Theater. Whoopi Goldberg would revitalize Moms Mabley's name with the documentary Moms Mabley, I Got Something to Tell You. The documentary debuted at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York, and in 2013, the documentary aired on HBO. Moms Mabley was a comedic genius and made the best of her opportunity. She was often criticized for her style of comedy that addressed racial and sexual issues among African Americans. She would present herself on stage as an old lady with a thing for young men. She would also often appear on stage dressed in a suit, blurring gender lines. In her personal life, she was a beautiful woman, which baffled some of her fans because of the image of an aging lady they would see on stage. She was one of the first comedians to use sexual situations within her jokes. She was often heard advocating for older women hooking up with younger men. Moms Mabley was more than a comedian. She was a trailblazer and always ahead of her time with her comedic styles and social commentary. Loretta Mary Aiken, aka Moms Mabley, we proud. Stand on your shoulders. For more information, please visit www.ontheshoulders1.com.